We begin this session seated cross-legged as usual, connecting with the breath. We take the time for 5 deep breaths. Inhale the ribs open. Exhale the ribs close. Inhale the ribs lift. Exhale the ribs relax. 3 more. Inhale, exhale. Inhale the ribs open. Exhale the ribs close. We do the same now, focusing on the pelvic floor. Inhale, the pelvic floor relaxes. Exhale, it contracts and lifts slightly. Inhale, it lowers. Exhale, it lifts. Hands. Hands on the shoulders, make 5 circles with the elbows forward. Don't forget to keep a steady breath as we seek mobility in the shoulders. Then one hand to the floor, gently lean the torso to the left, right arm lifting to stretch the right side body. Then do the same on the other side. Let the breath support the movement without forcing the range. Place your hands on the floor behind you, knees bent, soles of the feet on the floor. Open the knees into butterfly. Inhale, the pelvis moves forward. Exhale, the knees close and the pelvis moves back. Do 10 movements in total, looking for coordination between movement and breath. I inhale, I open the knees, I move the pelvis. I exhale, I close the knees, I move the pelvis back. I open, I close. I inhale, I exhale. Place the right foot on the left knee, lower the lower body to the right, right knee toward the floor, then to the left, right foot toward the floor. Do about 10 back and forth movements, gradually increasing the range without forcing. Stay well connected to the breath. And switch the legs, left foot on the right knee, and repeat the same, right left, rocking about 10 times. Add a little rhythm, stay connected to the breath and keep the spine long. Place the feet back on the floor and come onto the knees. A little mobility in the right wrist with a few circles. And the same with the left wrist. Then continue with 2 big arm circles. Inhale, lift the arms to the sky. Exhale, lower the arms. 5 circles in total, matching the breath well. Arms to the sky, inhale, arms lower, exhale. Then rise up on the knees, opening the arms into cactus, then sit back down while closing the arms. 10 repetitions in total. Rise up, inhale, sit back down, exhale. Rise up, open the arms into cactus, sit back down, close the arms. Find your rhythm, coordinate the breath with the movement, and keep the spine long with active lengthening. Rise up, inhale, sit back down, exhale. Rise up, open the arms, sit back down, close the arms. and come onto all fours tabletop position, finishing the wrist warm up with a few turns of the hands on the floor one way and then the other. An. Then continue with 10 hip circles. Adjust the range according to how you feel. Keep the breath slow and steady. Then. Downward facing dog. Lengthen the spine. Pedal gently, taking time to stretch the backs of the legs. Without forcing, stay in downward facing dog, stretching the spine with the tailbone toward the sky, face relaxed, cheeks soft, always connected to the breath. And lift the left leg into three-legged dog for about 10 breaths. Here we look for stretch and release, keeping the leg lifted, face relaxed and spine long. Bring the leg back down and lift the right leg. Same thing, stay in three-legged dog for about 10 breaths as well. Try to keep alignment and focus well on the breath with the leg steadily lifted. Bring the foot back down and gently walk the feet toward the hands. Hold your big toes and stay here for about 10 breaths. Seek complete release. Stretch the hamstrings deeply without forcing and without pain. Bend the knees if needed and also look for length in the spine. Then place the hands at the front of the ankles for 10 deep squats. Here we go. 1-2, try to keep the spine straight. Here we work the thighs and opening of the pelvis. And above all, don't forget to breathe well. Stay with the legs straight, head down, standing forward fold, Uttanasana. Exhale, inhale, lift the head, open the heart into a half forward fold. Exhale, come back down and inhale, slowly rise up to standing. Step to the front of the mat, catch the right foot with the right hand and stretch the quadriceps and psoas. Stay here for about 5 breaths. Inhale, bring the leg straight in front of you, lift and send the right leg back to the floor, Warrior One pose. Press the back foot firmly into the floor at a 45-degree angle. Keep the hips as square as possible toward the front of the mat, both arms overhead, front knee bent to 90 degrees if possible. Then open to the right to come into Warrior, open the chest and hips fully to the side. Keep the torso upright above the pelvis. The gaze goes over the fingers. Then lower the left hand to the floor next to the left foot. Triangle pose. 5 breaths here. If you wish, you can take the gaze up toward the right hand or keep the neck neutral if that creates too much tension. Come back onto all fours, tabletop position. Sit down, hands on the floor behind the hips. And once again continue with 10 hip opening movements. I inhale, I open the knees, I move the pelvis. I exhale, I close the knees, I move the pelvis back. Keep a steady rhythm, well-coordinated breathing and the spine long. I open, I move forward, I close, I move back. I open, I inhale, I close, I exhale. We. Come back into tabletop and circle the pelvis in one direction. Adjust the range according to how it feels. Keep the breath steady. And feel the body weight shifting and resting from one support point to the other. And go for 10 circles in the other direction. Look for fluidity in the movement. Then come into downward facing dog. Take the time here to relax. Stretch the backs of the legs well. If you can, heels to the floor. Otherwise, keep the heels lifted and the leg. Listen to your body and your sensations. Pedal right and left to find release. Lift the left foot into the air, come into three-legged dog and stay here for about 10 breaths. Keep the foot well lifted, stretch the back and spine, seeking the fullest alignment. Place the foot back on the floor to move into three-legged dog on the other side. Lift the right foot for about 10 breaths again. Face relaxed, breath steady and mindful. Come back to downward facing dog and slowly walk toward the hands. Standing forward fold, hold your big toes and relax gently without forcing for about 10 breaths. Slightly bend the knees if needed. Place the hands at the front of the ankles for 10 deep squats. Keep the hands on the feet, spine aligned, breath continuous. 2, 3. We lower down, we straighten the legs. We bend the legs, we straighten the legs. At the end of 10, relax and on an inhale, rise up, lift the torso into a half forward fold, exhale, relax completely, then slowly come up to standing. Step to the front of the mat and catch the left leg with the left hand knee bend. Gently stretch the psoas and quadriceps while keeping your balance on one leg. Fix your gaze on a point in front of you and focus on the breath. Inhale, lift the arms to the sky, left knee in front of you. Exhale, send the left leg back, warrior one, for 5 full breaths. Arms to the sky, back foot at 45 degrees, heel grounded, pelvis aligned, right knee bent to 90 degrees depending on how you feel today. Open the arms and the pelvis to come into warrior two, gaze far ahead over the right hand. 5 deep breaths here as well. Right hand to the floor, triangle pose. If you feel comfortable, look up toward the left hand in the sky. Stay here 5 more breaths. Hand. Left hand to the floor, slowly come to sit down. Hands on the floor behind the hips, feet on the floor, knees bent. Shake out the legs and gently come down onto the left side. Find a comfortable position and bend the right leg. Catch the right foot with the right hand. And stay here for about 10 breaths to complete the stretch of the quadriceps and psoas. Look for calm and release, staying connected to the breath. Come onto your back, left foot on the right knee, hold the right knee with the hand, reverse pigeon pose. Stay here for 5 deep breaths. Release deep tension in the hips and lower back. Then switch the legs, right foot on the left knee, hold the left knee with the hands. And again stay for 5 deep breaths. We're going to roll onto the right side. Bend the left leg, catch the left foot with the left hand. Stay here for about 10 breaths, relax and stretch the left quadriceps and psoas. To finish, stay on your side in an adapted Shavasana. You can use cushions if needed, and we finish the session here. Absorb the practice, relax completely and breathe. Take the time to connect one last time with your breath and your body.